Mr. Yoder, would you please introduce yourself,
okay.
And you may give a general statement.
Okay.
You have 30 seconds.
Okay.
One second. Excuse me, we are beginning the next phase, and I would appreciate that if you would please not speak and listen. Thank you so much. We will begin again with Mr. Steve Yoder, who will be introducing himself and giving a general statement. You have 30 seconds.
Boy, that was great. I got my name announced three different times. That's repetition's the source, yeah. Well, folks, my name's Steve Yoder. I'm running for House District 15. I want to thank Ms. Sparks, the Filipino community, Chamber of Commerce, for allowing us to speak. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for showing up. You guys are here because you're concerned about government. The reason why I'm running for government, office of State House District 15, Wailuta Omel, is because I feel like government has become like an entitled teenager, where we start off with the premise that we need money. That was quick.
Thank you very much. Mr. Tokioka, would you please introduce yourself, and you may give a general statement. You have 30 seconds.
Thank you, Norma. And I want to thank the Filipino Chamber for hosting this event. You know, the last time we had this, it was a great turnout. Tonight's another great turnout. So, you know, I want to give everybody a round of applause for showing up, because you really want to get in the government process. So thank you for being here. Real quickly, I've been in the State House for 8 years. I have two children, Pono, who's 19, Emma, who is 14, and their mom is sitting over here. And so I want to thank Pono and Emma for supporting me throughout the time that I've been at the state legislature. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Yoder, a recent study found that the Hawaii's tax structure is the second worst in the nation. Hawaii's middle class are the third most overtaxed in the United States, and 20% of residents with the lowest incomes are the fourth most overtaxed in the United States. What is your position on Hawaii's tax structure and why? You have 1 minute.
Okay. Ms. Farks, thank you. That's a good question. It seems like you've been looking at some of my notes here. What you're citing right here came out of Grassroots Institute of Hawaii. Release date was mid-September this year. And you're right. The study of tax systems in all 50 states by the financial site Wallet Hub has ranked Hawaii as the second most heavily taxed state in the United States. And the reason for this is that we have so many unfair taxes. We have the general excise tax. We're the only state in the United States that has a general excise tax. General excise tax, as many of you know, means that everything is taxed. No other state is like this. It affects the poor people. We're taxed on medicine. We're taxed on food. And it affects not just rich people, but affects the 20% poorest people here. If we want to see things moving, we've got to relieve the tax burden on our state.
Thank you. Representative Tokioka, what is your position on Hawaii's tax structure and why? You have 1 minute.
I don't like it. I didn't create it. I don't like the pyramid effect of the taxes that we have in Hawaii, and we've tried to change it. You know, at the 8 years that I've been there, what's important to me is blocking bad bills. And a lot of the bills that come up every year is increasing the general excise tax. And that's the most regressive tax that we can do. And, you know, how many of you want to see your general excise tax increased? So we need to look at cutting costs, and we did. When we cut $2 billion from the state budget of $12 billion. That was a huge cut. But what we did was we looked at cuts in positions and everything in the state government. And then we looked at some fee increases, but we didn't want to touch the general excise tax. So I will say I don't like the general excise tax structure, but that's the structure we have now, and it's very, very hard to change because people do not want to deal with increasing any of their taxes. So thank you for the question.
Thank you. Mr. Yoder, do you have a question for Mr. Tokioka about Hawaii's tax structure?
Yes, it's a two-part. When I received one of your direct mailers, at my home up in the homesteads, you posed the question about, do you think we should raise the general excise tax? The two-part question is this. One is, why would you ask the question rather than making a statement that you want to see it lowered? Secondly, by putting more fees on us, that's just another form of tax. And I like to cite the tax, the fee that's been raised on our car tax. Whenever we go to register our car now, it's much higher. Why would you vote for something like that?
Vote for something like...
Something like raising the fees.
Okay, so I think you're talking about a survey that I sent out.
I am. Yeah.
And I think I'm one of the few guys that send out surveys because I really want to know what people think. And if people want to raise the general excise tax, then they would communicate with me through the survey that I asked the question through. And there's all kinds of questions in that survey. But, you know, it's either you look at increases in fees or you cut services. And when we cut services, a lot of bad things happen. The person that threw the baby off the freeway on Oahu was going through human services, and those funds got cut. So we have to make choices. Thank you.
Do you have a question, Mr. Tokioka, for Mr. Yoder on this issue?
The question that I would ask you, Steve, is if you had to choose between cutting essential services like ag inspectors, like human service doctors who help patients who are very mentally ill, or increasing a fee or a tax, what would you do?
Well, basically, you're starting off with the premise that everything is kosher. In other words, the Department of Agriculture has no waste. There's no duplication of services with welfare. Many, many programs we're overspending. We're just putting such a big burden on people in our state by assuming that all these departments are being run in a good form and fashion. I cite President Reagan, who brought in the Grace Commission to define what was working and what wasn't working.
Thank you. Mr. Yoder, Hawaii ranks near the bottom of the 50 states as a place in which to do business. What would you do to improve the business climate in Hawaii and why? You have 1 minute.
Okay. If we want to stop something, we tax it. I've never met too many Democrats, no offense to the party, but Democrat Party, not Democrat people who vote for the party, but I've never seen the Democrat Party really resist a tax. They love taxes. Smoking has been trying to be put down through taxation. I don't know what it is for a pack of cigarettes, maybe 10 bucks, 9 bucks, I don't smoke. But if you want to press something, put it down, you tax it. I think taking a look at state income tax, we have the highest in the nation or the second highest in the nation. We're even above California. And secondly, the general excise tax. These are things that prohibit business from coming to Hawaii. New York and Ohio have lost congressional seats because they're over taxation policy. Texas and Florida have gained 2 congressional seats, the same 2 congressional seats that those 2 other states, New York and Ohio, lost because they have no state income tax. They certainly don't have a general excise tax. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Tokioka, what would you do to improve Hawaii's business climate and why? You have 1 minute.
Well, thank you, Norma. I would continue to do the same things that your Kauai delegation has been doing for, in my case, the last 8 years, and Senator Kochi 6 and Rep. Kawakami 4 and Morikawa, which is to continue to work with the tax departments, the administration for the governor's office, and come up with ideas to save people money. And it's not easy because, like I said, this we would need to look at the whole tax structure, and many of us in the legislature, including the Kauai delegation, has taken that approach to look at the whole tax structure to figure out how we can help businesses, how we can tax people less. But at the end of the day, we have to make tough choices, and those tough choices are whether we're going to ask people to spend more for taxes or cut services. And, you know, we need to really revamp the tax code and the structure right now, and that's what, you know, some of us are suggesting, to take in ideas from Business Roundtable, you know, all of the different chambers that are out there. And that's what I think we need to do.
Thank you. Mr. Yoder, air transportation between our islands sometimes costs more than a trip to the mainland. Further, during the last hurricane scare, there was discussion about moving people and supplies between the islands on a super ferry. What is your position on a super ferry and why? You have 2 minutes.
Okay, my position on the super ferry is that it was a shame that it was taken out. It was ruled out by, I believe, the Hawaii Supreme Court over EPA, or excuse me, not EPA, but the EIS, Environmental Impact Study. The whole reason why it was, kind of a lack of words here, but basically the reason why they discontinued service was because they didn't do the Environmental Impact Study prior to the launch of it. Now, you can argue back and forth whether that was right or not, but when they did the Environmental Impact Study, they found out it had no harmful effect to the environment. But because of that technicality, they stopped it. And we need something between the islands. We need competition. And it provides the jobs. I think it's a good function. And I think it will improve the economy of our nation, or excuse me, of our state.
Thank you, Mr. Tokioko. What is your position on a super ferry and why? You have 2 minutes.
Well, first of all, it was my first term in the State House when we were dealing with the super ferry, and everybody knows what happened on Kauai, you know. But when I first got into the legislature, I thought it was a great idea for a multimodal method of transportation throughout the state. But when I voted for the super ferry, I voted against it because the governor at that time did not follow the proper steps. She did not follow the rules of OEQC, which is the Office of Quality Control for the state. And so if we're not going to follow our own rules that we set up, then, you know, we cannot just push something through. And I would beg to differ with Mr. Yoder, because the EIS wasn't done before the super ferry was in operation. They were still way behind on a lot of things that they had to do. So, you know, if we're going to do it, let's do it right. But it has to get input from, you know, people from all of the islands. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Yoder, do you have a question for Mr. Tokioka on the super ferry issue?
Yes, and maybe I misspoke and I didn't quite make myself clear. I'm not saying the environmental impact study was done before the launch. I said it was done after the launch began. But it was kind of interesting. Why do we have the super ferry go after an environmental impact study, but we allow all other modes of transportation to do it without the environmental impact study?
Do you have a question for Mr. Tokioka?
So the question is this: what do you propose to facilitate people back and forth aside from the airlines?
I said, if we're going to do a super ferry, let's go through the process, let's do the EIS and come up with a plan. Governor Lingle's plan was not a good plan for the super ferry, and they just pushed it through. There is nothing else on the table right now. See, we live on islands. It's either a ferry or Young Brothers Matson or in airlines. There are no other choices. What I'm working on is working with the Department of Transportation to get possibly another airline carrier in here so that we can look at competition and lower rates for the people of Hawaii.
Thank you. Do you have a question for Mr. Yoder on this issue?
No. Okay. I don't think he had the facts correct on what happened in the EIS and that, so we don't have to ask that question.
Okay, would you agree that?
Is it my turn or is it his turn?
No. This is not a conversation. I'm sorry.
No. You asked me if I wanted to ask him a question.
Yes.
I said no.
Thank you. Mr. Yoder, Colorado and Washington have legalized recreational marijuana and increased their state tax revenues. What is your position on legalizing recreational marijuana in Hawaii, and why? You have 1 minute.
Okay, I don't agree with legalizing marijuana, because the whole purpose of marijuana is basically, that's too strong of a word, but basically it's to get high. Sure, you can have the argument of health. I think you can take the properties of marijuana and put it in a pill form, if that's really the true reason for legalizing marijuana in Hawaii. Secondly, we heard from California and many other states, if we just legalize gambling, then it'll pay for our education system. Well, it hasn't, because once again, certain parties in government love taxes, and they'll just, once they get that money, they'll spend it and spend it. So I don't care how much you tax something, you'll never have enough money. If you want something to grow, and I'm kind of leaving the subject of marijuana, the less you tax it, the better off it will do. The more you tax something, Reagan proved this in 1981 by lowering the tax code across all American income households and the corporate tax and so on. It spurred business, and our economy grew 6%, not like it is now.
Thank you very much. Mr. Tokioka, what is your position on legalizing recreational marijuana in Hawaii and why? You have 1 minute.
Okay, so specifically on recreational marijuana, I have voted no every single time, and I think it's been in front of the committees that I sat on at least 4 times. So I voted no every single time. And the reason I voted no is, again, I send out surveys to the district, and the people respond to the surveys. I still have them in my office. Now, if we're going to talk about medical marijuana, that wasn't part of the question, but if we're going to talk about that, we need to relook at the structure of medical marijuana as it exists right now, because you cannot have people giving permits to other people that have 17 medical marijuana, 20 medical marijuana permits to grow for other people. You're going to have people growing, you know, acres of marijuana plants, and I don't think that's fair. But I think we need to find a better way of getting medical marijuana to the people that need it.
Thank you.
Because it is the law right now.
Thank you, Mr. Yoder. Accommodation businesses, such as hotels, are taxed at 9.25% through the Transient Accommodations Tax, or TAT. According to the Tax Foundation of Hawaii, as of May 2014, $93 billion was distributed to the different counties. Kauai County received only 14.5% of the $93 million, while the other counties, including Hawaii County, which got 18.6%, we are not receiving the amounts that we believe that we should have. What is your position and plan to ensure that Kauai County receives its equal and full share of the state tax, and why? You have 1 minute.
Okay. Well, It's all basically delegated according to how much business have increased. If we only get in 14%, I don't know if that's what we're supposed to get or not. I'm not aware of these figures, but I do know this, that if you begin to tax something like transient vacation rentals, the more you increase it, the more you're going to take, basically less and less people are going to vacation here because it becomes too expensive. So if there's a fair way to distribute the money, fine. But I am so interested in lowering the tax base and spurring on business to grow. The more you tax something, whether it be a vacation rental or a pack of cigarettes, you're going to discourage its use. There's no way around it.
Thank you. Mr. Tokioka, what is your position on the TAT tax and your plans to ensure that Kauai County receives its equal and full share of the state tax, and why? You have 1 minute.
In my personal opinion, I think we need to leave it as it is, because after Hurricane Iniki, when the formula was created, Kauai, since that time, I think of the last 20 years that I've done the fact checks on, Hawaii has received more than its fair share of the TAT at that 14%. Honolulu is the county that's getting, you know, the worst of this breakup, because they bring in the most revenue, and we, the neighbor islands, are the beneficiaries of that. So I think we need to be very careful about relooking at that formula, because I know for most of the years we've gotten more of that TAT. So I wouldn't go around changing that, because I think it benefits the neighbor islands, because Honolulu is getting less of their fair share.
Thank you. Mr. Yoder, protecting endangered species have sometimes negatively impacted citizens' lives and businesses on Kauai. What is your position on reducing the negative impact on citizens and businesses while also protecting endangered species, and why? You have 1 minute.
Okay, one that I can think of is the Hawaiian monk seal that is protected. It's one of the most endangered sea mammals in the northern hemisphere, if not the most. And I believe that if you just use just common sense, what's happening right now with the monk seals, I think is great. They're putting up a little barrier around it. It gets people interested in it, especially tourists. I take people on tours, and they're always amazed. They always look for places where they can find the monk seal. As far as other things that are taking place that are impacting business, I'm not too sure what those are, but I do know that on our beaches, to give, you know, 40, 30 feet of space to a monk's cell, I think is a great thing. And I admire the people who are volunteering to do that.
Thank you. Mr. Tokioka, what is your position on reducing the negative impact on citizens and businesses while protecting endangered species, and why? You have 1 minute.
I would continue to do what I've done at the County Council, and I continue to do what I've done at the State House, which is support the Kauai Invasive Species Task Force and their operation, because we do not want to see koki frogs coming to Kauai. We do not want to see fire ants coming to Kauai. And all of these things I've seen up close on the Big Island. It's bad. Koki frogs will never be eradicated on the Big Island. We had some clusters here on Kauai, and the Invasive Species Council got right up and took care of the problems that we've had. And I give, we've always honored them because they have done an excellent job doing that. We need to focus on more inspectors for the invasive species program. We had to cut during those cuts that I talked about earlier. We had to cut positions, and that wasn't good, but we need to make sure that when we restore positions, that's one of the most important ones we look at, because we don't want to get those invasive species on this island. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Yoder, you may now have 2 minutes for your closing statement.
Let me say one thing about fire ants. You ever been bit by fire ants before, Jimmy?
I avoided
it
them,
hurts.
Steve. I've been
in Texas. We don't want those things here. But I believe that one way we can do many things, accomplish many things, is to look to private business, whether it be the eradication of fire ants or many aspects of government. When government runs something, basically it breaks down, because in order for government to run something, they have to hire an unelected bureaucracy. These are people, most of the time, many times, who are interested in their own job. They're interested in more allocation for their expenditures. They want to spend every dollar they can. And what we're doing is we're driving up the cost of government through the growth of government. We need to lessen the impact of government. The individual, not government. I believe in the individual. I believe in less government. I don't believe that government is the solution. I believe it's directly the problem. And my goal in the state legislature is to lessen the impact of government on our own lives, whether it be in the realm of education, whether it be in the realm of tourism. And that's it. It's very clear and simple. We've gotten way out of hand in our taxes. You guys are feeling it. If you want, right now there's 44 Democrats in the state legislature, 7 Republicans. There's 25 seats in the state Senate. 1 Republican, Sam Sloan, 24 Democrats. If you think you're better off now with the way the taxes have been leveled against us and the misuse and misappropriation of money, then we can continue to vote that way. If you want to see a change, I hope that you vote not only for Duke Iona, but for somebody that will help Duke Iona in the state legislature, Steve Yoder. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Tokioka, you may now have 2 minutes for your closing statement.
Thank you, Norma. You know, once again, I want to thank everyone who came out tonight. It's been a great honor and a privilege for me to have served you 10 years on the County Council and 8 years at the State Legislature. And I've learned so much in both areas. You know, I got to serve with Chairman Fofaro, with Joanne Yukimura at the State Capitol. I've served with Calvin Say, Joe Suki, Donna Kim. And, you know, you just learn so much from the opportunities that I had. And I'm very humbled and grateful for that. I want to continue to use the knowledge and the resources that I've gained through this time period to help this county. If you look at some of the things that have happened, we talk about 2491 and the bill. We knew at the state level that it's very, very hard to get a bill passed. So what we did is, between myself, Senator Koche, and Rep. Kawakami, we went to the governor's office and the Department of Ag and many people in his cabinet, and we said, we need to come up with some things that are going to ease the concerns on Kauai, not divide Kauai. We came up with the Good Neighbor Program in that office, and it was your Kauai delegation that did it statewide. The setbacks, the restricted, the listing of the restricted use pesticides, the notifications of the spraying, that all came from a meeting that your Kauai delegation was at. And I want to continue to use, you know, the knowledge that I've gained to do that. When we talk about, you know, projects here on Kauai, Kohio Highway was in terrible shape 2 months ago. They were, the state was working on, the state DOT was working on Ahukini Highway. We asked the state DOT director to come to Kauai and move their operation to Kohio Highway so people wouldn't get their shocks and tires all beat up. And that's what we've done, and that's what I want to continue to do. I do have my brochure. There's a lot of other things on here that we worked on, but I want to continue to serve Kauai, and I'm pleased and honored for the privilege. Thank you very much, and thank you to the Filipino Chamber.
Thank you. Would you join me in thanking Mr. Yoder and Representative Tokioka? Thank you.